Acts chapter 24. And after 5 days, Ananias the high priest descended with the elders and with a certain orator named Tertullus, who informed the governor against Paul. And when he was called, Tertullus began to accuse him, saying, "Seeing that by you we enjoy great quietness, and that you've done very worthy deeds to this nation, we accept it always and with all and in all places, most noble Felix, with all thankfulness. Nevertheless, so I won't be further tedious to you, I ask that you would hear us in your clemency a few words. For we have found this man a pestilent fellow, and a mover of rebellion against all the Jews throughout the world, and a ringleader of the sect of the Nazarenes, who has also profaned the temple, whom we took and would have judged according to our law. But the chief captain Lysias came on us, and with great violence took him away out of our hands, commanding his accusers to come to you, by questioning whom you can see all the things about which we accuse him. And the Jews also agreed, saying that these things were so. Then Paul, after the governor had beckoned to him to speak, answered, "Since I know that you've been for many years a judge to this nation, I answer for myself more cheerfully, because you'll understand that there are only 12 days since I went up to worship at Jerusalem, and they neither found me in the temple disputing with any man, nor raising up the people, neither in the synagogues nor in the city, nor can they prove the things about which they now accuse me. But this I confess to you, that after the way that they call false religion, that's how I worship the God of my fathers, believing all things that are written in the law and in the prophets, and have hope toward God, which they themselves also allow, that there shall be a resurrection of the dead, both of the just and unjust. And in this I exercise myself, to always have a conscience without offense toward God, nor toward men. Now after many years, I came to bring offerings to my nation. When certain Jews from Asia found me purified in the temple, neither with multitude nor with rioting, who ought to have been here before you and object if they had anything against me, or else let these same here say, if they have found any evil doing in me while I stood before the council, unless it is for this one voice that I shouted standing among them, concerning the resurrection of the dead I am questioned by you this day." And when Felix heard these things, having more perfect knowledge of that way, he deferred them and said, "When Lysias, the chief captain, comes down, I will know the maximum about your business." And he commanded a centurion to keep Paul and to let him have liberty, and that he should forbid none of his acquaintance to minister or come to him. And after certain days, when Felix came with his wife Drusilla, who was a Jewess, he sent for Paul and heard him concerning the faith in Christ. And as he reasoned of righteousness, temperance, and judgment to come, Felix trembled and answered, "Go your way for this time. When I have a convenient time, I will call for you." He hoped also that money would have been given him by Paul, so that he would have set him free. So he sent for him more often and talked with him. But after 2 years, Porcius Festus came into Felix's office, and Felix, willing to show the Jews a pleasure, left Paul bound.